Episode 963, Where is Your Sugar Hiding?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are feeling really well. It is Wellness Wednesday, yes, and we are getting our nutrition on. We're talking about where is your sugar hiding? Be ready to dive deep, learn lots of new names, maybe things you can't even pronounce or even knew existed. You're going to want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the American Heart Association recommends limiting the amount of added sugars you consume. So where is your sugar hiding? You need to know where to look and the names of the sugar in your foods. But first, we have to start with the sweet truth. Oh, yes, here are some sugar facts. And some maybe you might have thought about, but others probably not. Number one, eating too much added sugar is linked to health problems. Okay, you're like, yeah, I know, I've heard that one. Like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, liver disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, obesity, high blood pressure, autoimmune disorders, too many, right? It could go on and on and on. Why is this? Well, it leads us to number two, because sugar causes inflammation in your body. And where inflammation is, disease runs rapid. It's like, yes, it's my way of feeding off of things. Diseases love it. Well, we don't need that for our bodies. Number three, the average American eats three times more sugar than recommended. You know what that is equivalent in 1 year? 66 pounds of sugar a year. Yeah, you heard me right. And I've even seen some of it documented where it's been 150 pounds. Okay, all of that is just too way out there. I mean, imagine eating 13 individual little rectangle 5-pound packages of sugar and sitting down and saying, oh, this is my year. I'm going to eat it all in 1 day. 2 days, a week, a whole year even spread out. That just, oh, it makes me gag. It's just too much. It's recommended by the American Heart Association that women should have no more than 6 teaspoons of sugar and men 9 teaspoons of sugar. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But we're eating way over the amount, which leads to number four. There is added sugar hiding in 74% of packaged foods, including quote-unquote healthy ones like yogurt and energy bars. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm having yogurt. I did have yogurt. What was in it? I got to go look. I got to read the label. Yes, you are going to want to go look and read the label. It's important that we know what's in our foods. And number five, drinking 1 12-ounce of soda every day or having a total of 7 sodas per week. Now remember, they're equating that to 12 ounces of soda. It can increase your risk of dying from heart disease by 1/3. That should be an eye opener. That should be a heart stopper. That should be screaming out to you saying, pay attention, because all of this is to grab your attention. Sugar is sweet, but not for a healthy body. It really truly isn't. So where is your sugar hiding? Well, in order to know where it's hiding, you got to know what it's called. It's out there and it's disguised as all these different weird names. And what are they? What are the names for these sugars? Well, guess what? I'm going to give you this huge list. Yes, it's about, I don't know, it's over 60. That's too many. Well, I'm going to have it all in the show notes. You can find them right here on your little podcast app, or you can go to createyournow.com, look at the podcast, and look up episode 963, Where is Your Sugar Hiding? And you'll see that list there in the show notes, if I can just pronounce show notes. Okay, here we go. Let's break it down to all these different sugar names. Are you ready? Some of these will sound familiar, others won't. I'm going to blow by these fast so we can get to the nitty-gritty, because we could be here for 20 minutes just saying these names. And I'm probably going to mispronounce them, so don't hold me to exactly. We all have different pronunciations, but you need to understand it and know what they're called. Here we go. Agave nectar, Barbados sugar, barley malt syrup, beet sugar, brown rice syrup, buttered syrup, cane juice crystals, cane sugar, caramel, carob sugar. I'm sorry, carob syrup. There we go. Castor sugar. There's too many sugars and syrups in all of this stuff. Coconut palm sugar, coconut sugar, confectioner sugar, corn sweetener, corn syrup solids, date sugar, dehydrated cane juice, demerara sugar. Okay, that's like, I don't know, something you'd find in the wilderness. I don't know. I probably didn't pronounce that right, but you'll see it in the show notes. It's D-E-M-E-R-A-R-A. Demerara sugar, I think is how you pronounce it. Dextrin, dextrose, evaporated cane juice, free-flowing brown sugars. That's a long one. Fructose, fruit juice concentrate, or you may see it as concentrated fruit juice. Glucose, glucose solids, galactose, golden sugar, golden syrup, grape sugar, high fructose corn syrup, or sometimes you'll see it in parentheses, HFCS. High fructose corn syrup, honey, icing sugar, invert sugar, malt syrup, maltodextrin. Are you still with me? Malto, maltose, mannose, maple syrup, molasses, muscovado, palm sugar, panacha, powdered sugar, raw sugar, refiner's syrup, rice syrup, saccharose, sorghum syrup, sucrose, sugar granulated, sweet sorghum, syrup, trenicle, turbinado sugar, and yellow sugar. Are you totally confused? That had to be like almost over 2 minutes worth of sugar names. No wonder our bodies don't know what to do. No wonder our minds don't want to know what to do. My tongue is totally twist-tied. I knew it would be in this episode. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start talking about these sugars, and I'm not going to know if it's a sugar, a syrup, or what. All I know is it's got the stuff in it that our body doesn't like. It causes inflammation. Too much of it is a bad thing. It truly is. I know for my body personally, sugar is like, it's the worst of all evils. Truly. My body is at war every single time I put sugar in it, and I love sugar. I love it. I crave it. I would eat it maybe not every single minute, but I love sweetness. It's awesome. So let's break down a few of these sugars to make them feel real and tangible to you. Some of them you may know, and let's start with the biggest one, fructose. You're like, wow, it's awesome. It's a fruit sugar. Yes, it is a fruit sugar. And when it's combined, like in an apple, okay, it's wrapped in fiber, it's great. But when you begin to unwrap the fructose from its fiber source, it turns toxic in your body. Whoa, wake up. Yes. And with fructose, it can increase your bad cholesterol in your body. You don't want that. You want to increase your good cholesterol, not your bad cholesterol. So fructose is like a sound the alarm, right? Okay. What about this one? Agave nectar. I know that was the first one I read, and you're probably like, but that's like you can get it at the health food store. It's good for you. Yeah, but it's 80 to 90% fructose. So think about that. Beet sugar. As much as I love beets and they're good for you, you can't overdo them. You can't have high masses amount within your body, so you got to be careful. Buttered syrup. Now, notice in there's no word sugar. There's not even the word maple in there, but guess what? It's just a maple flavoring, so it's not really good for us, and it has no benefits. So read, again, know what you're doing. Cane juice crystals. That equals to table sugar. Ugh. I mean, can you imagine eating? Yeah, no. Okay, I love eating the sweet parts, but just to sit down there and eat sugar, think about that. If you need something kind of like a pattern interrupter, something that says, you know what, you got to stop what you're doing right now, just think about sitting down with a bowl of sugar in front of you, and that's what you're going to eat. Seriously, that will gag you just for a moment and stop you, and maybe you'll make a better choice. I do it in my brain all the time. It helps me. Coconut sugar. Oh, yeah, it is coconut. Come on, it's good for you, right? Yes, it's definitely good for you. It's lower on the glycemic level when it comes to sugar, but you still have to watch how much you're using. So remember, the glycemic index tells us how quickly it's going to raise your blood sugar. So yes, coconut sugar is on the lower side of things, but you still have to watch how much you're using. It's still sugar. What about date sugar? Oh, yum. But it's the highest glycemic fruit there is. Whoa. Yeah, I learned that one. I couldn't believe when I learned that one. I was like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. It's the highest glycemic fruit. It's even higher than table sugar. Yikes. What about brown rice syrup? Now, brown rice syrup is used. It has no fructose, but it has a high glycemic level to it. So, and you also have to realize, too, it has trace amounts, or can have, I should say, trace amounts of arsenic in it, and it can raise people's levels. So be aware of that. You know, yeah, it doesn't have fructose, but it's still in the higher glycemic. Anything sugar-wise, you need to know how it reacts with your body. And the way sugar reacts with your body is going to be different than how it reacts to my body. And so that's why here, this is for educational purposes. It's for guidelines. So you can take this information. You can go and do further research for you. Dig deeper, dive deeper. It's hard for me to do a mass deep dive all the time into each individual sugars. But if you're like, oh my gosh, I use agave nectar all the time, then go search it out. Go see, where are you getting it from? Is it a good source? How are they producing it? All of this information you need to know, because especially if you're using it in a processed food or it is processed itself, like honey, you can eat raw honey versus honey that's been processed. There is a difference. So it's important you need to understand that and how it reacts with your body. And when I'm talking about how it reacts with your body, I'm saying that when you ingest something, remember, it's a chemical reaction. You may be seeing a banana and you think a banana is awesome for you. It should be beneficial. It's a natural fruit. It's good for me. But you eat it and your body says, oh my gosh, I can't handle that. It's a little too much. A little too much of a little bit of everything. And your body goes all freaky on you. Well, then maybe you shouldn't be eating a whole banana. Maybe you need to have a third of a banana. Or for some people, a banana, nothing should be on the menu, right? You just take it off the menu. So sugar is sweet, but it can wreak havoc on your body. Know what you're eating and why. Why do you want to know what you're eating? Because sugar is addictive. It's a legal drug, in my opinion, seriously. And I don't say that lightly, especially with my body. I almost wish I didn't have access to it at all, because it is addictive. And the more you eat it, the more you crave it. So if you are, let's say you're having a celebration, especially around the holidays, man, you start eating one or two sweets, and next thing you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I want something else. I want more. And then, oh, wait, I can't. I want more. And then you almost have to detox your body to get it away from that sugary addiction. And it is. It's an addiction. It's also what? Pro-inflammatory. Yes, it causes inflammation. Sugar does. Looks great on the outside, but not so much on the body on the inside. So be careful with the amount that you're consuming and where you're getting it from. Very important. Also does damage to your gut. We all only get one gut, so take care of it. You want to have it for the rest of your life. I know when my son had his emergency appendectomy a couple years back, he ended up having a tube put in secondary after the surgery because he wasn't draining right. Okay, I know if you're eating, I apologize. But long story short of it, we don't want to walk around with a tube coming out of our body. We want our body to operate properly, right? So think about that. You don't want to be putting things in your body that's going to do damage, that's going to require you to have tubes coming out, or you're not living the full life that God really has intended you to live. So you can serve out His greater purpose here on earth, and you can walk in greatness. So it all goes around. So it can damage your gut. It really can. And like Dr. Daniel Amen says, he says it can cause erratic brain cell firing. Dr. Amen he's part of the amenclinics.com. If you're interested, he's great at that. He's done brain scans. Oh my God, it's tens of thousands of brain scans this man has done. And he's done research and really has dived deep when it comes to the brain. And it's very fascinating. And you know what? Yeah, sugar does cause some issues. Watch your children. Watch when they haven't eaten anything good for their body and how they act versus when they eat something that's good for their body. Notice the time frame. It's about average 18 to 22 minutes. It kicks in and then it crashes. And our bodies don't need that. We need to keep that stability. So you may not be able to escape the sugar fad, but you got to use it responsibly. think about it as alcohol, right? Alcohol, we can use it at a certain age and on, but it still needs to be used responsibly. Same with sugar. If sugar doesn't do your body good, then stay away from it or know what sugars you can use. Or know that if you're going to partake in a certain type of sugar, let's say you're going to use table sugar because that's the only thing that you have, but you know you're going to kind of feel blah the next day, well, then know that that's what's going to happen. And if you're okay with that, if you can kind of be have a lazy day and you can detox that next day, then great. That may work for you. But if not, and you've got to be on point and you've got to be given a keynote speech in front of 10,000 people, probably not a good idea to have sugar the night before. So think about that. It's really important to understand how sugar reacts with your body. Now let's talk about also where is your sugar hiding? We've given you the names, so now you can go and look at all the labels and you can read to your heart's content to see, oh my gosh, what is this? Oh my goodness, where is that? And you can go and research deeper. But I want to go over 10 areas that you will find sugar hiding that maybe you didn't really think about, or you think that they're healthy and there's still sugar in there that you don't realize. Number one, cereals and flavored oatmeal. Oatmeal even. Just your oatmeal that if it's not the raw oatmeal that you have to cook, it's already cooked and all you're doing is adding hot water, you better read the ingredients. It's very important. And your cereal, same thing. You may be thinking you're eating a really healthy cereal. They have a lot of different things out there, brand cereals, whole grains, and all of that. Read your labels, including the gluten-free ones. Read your labels, okay? Very important. Number two, packaged breads, breads that are already made, including the whole grain breads. Yes, your whole grain breads, they have sugars. And if you look on your label, it says carbohydrates. And it'll break it down as a sugar and fibers. Okay, look at it. Carbohydrates are sugars. So understand that that's your total amount. Don't think, oh, well, it only says I only have 5 sugars in there out of 25 that's there, so it's got to be good. No, you need to know the source that it's coming from because your body may be reacting to that. You may not be allergic to sugar, but remember, your body's a chemical reaction on the inside. You see yummy bread and it sees, you know, a horror movie or something. It's just not good. You don't want to have your body at war all the time. You want your body on your side. Number three, snack or granola bars. Whoa, yeah. You thinking granola? Granola should be good for me. Ah, read the labels. You will be surprised. Number four, low-calorie drinks. Oh my goodness, coffee, tea, your blends of juices, your energy drinks. Be aware. Now, I do know, for example, some of the supplements and things that I take, I know how they're manufactured. I know what's in them and what and how it's all derived. So I may have sugar in there, but I know where it's coming from. And I've done the research. That's what you need to do. Don't think that just because it says the word healthy or natural that you can eat it without a problem. It can actually be harming your body too. And we take those words for granted thinking we're eating healthy, even organic. Read the labels. Organic food can have sugar in them. It's processed. So if anything is pre-made, even if it's frozen meat, if it's been treated whatsoever, you need to know if it has seasonings on it, look and read the labels. Okay, I cannot stress that enough. I hear too many things. Well, I'm not eating anything. And I tell them, okay, keep track of what you eat over an entire week when I'm working with a client. And they write it all down. And I look and I'm saying, do you know how much sugar you ate today, let alone the whole week? And they're like, I had no idea. I thought I was eating healthy. Yeah, by the normal label, if we just read the title of it, but that's not what our body sees. It sees all the chemicals inside because that's how our body digests it. So we got to understand it. Where is your sugar hiding? Know where it is. Know the names of it too. Number five, protein bars and meal replacements. Yes, they're good and easy and I'm all for them, but know where they're being manufactured, how they're being produced, how those, you know, the combinations, if it says fructose in there, what are they combining that fructose with? Do your research, ask the questions, okay? It's really important. Number six, sweetened yogurt and dairy products like kefir, frozen yogurt. It's really important. Know it. Your yogurt. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How many ones, and I'm going to leave them unnamed, brands out there that have sugar in them. Seriously. You want the good, basic Greek, unsweetened yogurt. If you're going to add anything sweetness to it, it better be real, natural, wholesome, authentic fruit. Not jelly that they put in there and kind of makes it look like it's fruit. Okay, enough said on that. Number 7, frozen waffles and pancakes. Back to school. That's why I really wanted to do this episode, because a lot of us are already back to school. We're beginning to get in the swing of things. We're beginning to stock our pantries and saying what makes our life easy. And maybe you have all your children in school and getting breakfast in them is a chore. You know what? We're going to be talking about that on our new Create Your Now TV channel. Yes, it's on YouTube. If you haven't already subscribed, you'll want to go into the show notes and click on Create Your Now TV and click subscribe. It's coming up around the corner. These are things that we're going to be talking about. I'm going to be actually cooking in the kitchen with you. You're going to have live recipes, things that you can work with that work for you, your family, that are tasty and yummy. Frozen waffles and pancakes are not a good fit. Look at what's in them. You can make your own from scratch. You know what you put in there. You can even take out the sugar. You don't have to have sugar in there, especially if you're going to use honey or syrups or something like that to top it off. Freeze them yourself and you can get them out. You can also make, oh, there's so many things you can do. So we're going to talk about that. That's why you want to subscribe on the Create Your Now TV. Number 8. Oh, we've covered a lot, haven't we? Are you still with me? All right, hang in there. We're almost done, I promise. Number 8, condiments. This is the big one. Big, huge, sound the alarm, red flag. Condiments, sauces, dressings, marinades. If you are not making it yourself, you need to read the ingredients, you know, the label itself. Know what's in your marinade, your sauces, your ketchups, your mayonnaise, your whatever it is, okay? Read it, know it, because there are hidden things in those all the time and it will kind of freak you out. And again, I'm gonna teach you how to make some of those that are so easy, you're gonna be like, I don't even need those dressings anymore because this one tastes even better. Yeah, it does. Number 9, dried fruits and fruit snacks. If I can pronounce the fruit snacks, whew, tongue twister sugar names. Those fruit snacks that we buy for the kids that come in that cute little package and they may be dressed as a wonderful movie character here and there, whatever's going in vogue at that time, that's all fine and dandy, but read the labels because it says, oh, well, it contains 80% natural fruit. Great. What's the 20% left? You can't squish a whole apple into a little jelly thing. You can't get them to eat a whole apple instead. It's better for them. You know, I'd rather them eat a whole apple with a little bit of caramel dipping sauce or with some peanut butter or nut butter, something like that. That's so much better. And they still get the sweetness. It's yummy, yummy, yummy. So watch out for those dried fruits and fruit snacks. And number 10, we all like to go out to eat because we're tired. We don't want to cook. We don't want to slave in the kitchen anymore. And sometimes, well, we just need a break. But that's where you find a lot of your hidden sugars and sodium. Restaurants love to use sugar and sodium. And so that is a really big read the information. And nowadays, you can find a lot of their menu items on the website. And so if you find them on the website, then you can go. And because of government changes in how labels work and all of this, you can even find out what's in that. And if not, do your research. Find out where they're getting. Call ahead. If this is a place that you frequent often, then you definitely want to know where their source of whatever it is that you love to eat. Ask them, call, talk to management, do your research. And it's not because you're going to sit there and tattletale on them, because it just may not work for you for that particular food and you may need to order something else. But you need to educate yourself. Don't walk around saying, everybody says it's okay and it's healthy and I feel all right, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. No, empower yourself. Know what you are putting in your body. 1 Corinthians 6 verses 19 through 20 says this, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. We are the temple of God. Our bodies are. We need to take care of it. You have only one body. Take care of it. Treat it well. Now, all in all, there are some better options. And some better options are stevia and erythritol. Those are two options you can look at. But again, know how you're going to use them. What works? Am I saying cut all sugar out? No. I'm a granddaughter of a candy maker. Yes. My great-grandfather came over from Greece, 100% Greek. Yeah, I'm Greek. I know. I hope that doesn't freak any of you out. But maybe that kind of goes for my, you know, anyway, there's lots of excuses for me, but we won't go into that. That we will leave for another episode. But regardless, as a granddaughter of a candy maker, I love sweets. And I'm not saying you can never have them again, but I'm also saying that sugar shouldn't be your best friend. So think about that. Think about how it impacts your life. Think about how it impacts your focus. Where is sugar hiding in what you eat? You need to go and dissect that this week because you want to have a well body. You want to be healthy. You want to feel good. And if you can make some little tweaks here and there, great, then let's do it. Maybe you want some help with this. I would love to help you. Let's break down what you're eating. Let me help you read labels. These labels things are crazy. We think it's easy, but no, it's not. And trying to dissect them, it's not always. So I'm here to help. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That is my free gift to you. It's a coaching call. It's free. But you have to take action. That's why it's called Take Aim. Action ignites motivation. Click on that link. There will be a form that will pop up, and you will hear from me. It comes directly to me. So any of that information that you fill out, you don't have to be concerned. It's right here, and it's safe with me. You know, you're sweet and you're adorable. But don't use sweeteners to make you sweeter because God gave you all the sweetness you need. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.